Humanity has a tendency to use shortcuts to get there faster. Humanity has a tendency to use shortcuts to get there faster. Where is there? Nowhere, really. So it is all about the faster, the cheaper, the less effort for humanity. Going nowhere fast. Was it always so? No. I have a theory that humanity cycles through phases of being. Beingness. That are, maybe the same as the book Pendulum teaches. The book says that the beingness humanity cycles through is the degree to which it is about me or it is about us. It seems that when it is about us, humanity should care about life, the planet, but surprisingly humanity only cares about being right and making others wrong, like right now. And supposedly when it is about me then people like to buckle up and work for what they want. Not now. In certain ways it is about what stage of entitlement people are. Entitlement says that even if I give nothing or just a pinky, I am due a whole arm. Figuratively, of course. We are definitely in that entitlement age. Seemingly coming from the number 2 of numerology? That imbalance, I give nothing or only a little, and I get everything renders humanity more wretched, more unhappy than anything. It seems that something holds people, most people, from investing themselves and their energies. The ideal of hurry and instant dominates. I don't know and for now I don't care about other areas of life. But in the area of the self, self-realization, hurry is harmful and instant doesn't exist. Only people who attained mastery in something that will see that even though you have mastery level, you still need to get back into the swing of things before that mastery shows up in your action, and your results. This is why people never stop training if they want to stay there. And perform on that level. The rest of people have never attained to that level, due to a mistaken idea that they can get something for nothing. It is a worldview, that is why it is so hard, or maybe even impossible to alter. It seems that people instinctively know that what they want other people can give it to them. Just like little kids know it. So you can observe people using little kid moves to manipulate others to give it to them. Being sweet. Using a sweet voice. Fake humility or fake weakness. Fake enthusiasm. Fake helplessness. Ugh. But here is the rub, you can't get everything from other people. The most important things in life cannot be given by anyone else. It takes work, practice, pain, maybe even struggle to attain and work towards mastery. Seeing. Thinking. Any of the 160 DNA capacities. I have. Looking back to the past 12 years that I have been conscious of capacities, I have never succeeded in getting people to do the work to keep a capacity alive. And that is the God-honest truth, unless you do the work, you get nothing. Bummer, eh? Another interesting tidbit, the individuals who are not willing to do work for what they want share a Bach energy as their base attitude, no matter what I do to cover up that they don't do anything really. So what is spiritual work? How does it look? In spiritual work, like in any work, you invest and invest and invest. You invest your energy, your attention, and your heart, your love. It takes a lot of investing both in time and effort to make something to even to move a little, so you get an experience that it can be moved. If you have an attitude that it needs to be worth it, especially if it needs to be worth it instantly, you won't do it. You need to have a vision and be empowered by it. And you need to have integrity, and the wisdom to know what work is work and what work is just idling. You need to feel it. You need to feel your own effort and rejoice in it. Enjoy the effort. People will tell you it is enjoyable. You feel yourself through effort only. If you don't feel yourself, and most don't, it is a sign that you don't do effort. Or you go to your opinion about it instead of going into the body. Why go into the body? Like it or not, humans are still animals, not disconnected brains. Or disconnected minds. In a Neal Stephenson novel, Excellent, Interface, they use a human as a puppet on a string by sending signals to their brain that makes him see, say, remember things that are not real. Most humans are already that. Without the expensive brain surgery. In the book Interface you needed each person to have a keyboard and someone to press the buttons to create those images. But reality is stranger than fiction. If you live in your mind, if you never look in your body, your buttons are already pushed and are kept pushed. And you are a puppet on a string. The secret toxic ingredient is meaning. In the language of the body you have feelings. Pressure, pain, stirring, distaste, gnawing, dizzy, lightheadedness, wobbly, etc. These is structural language, feedback to the central nervous system that something is happening. When you don't hang out with a feeling, but immediately jump to the meaning, you go to words like wrong, or depression, listlessness, stupid, sick, worthless, etc. and you use those words to quit. or to try to fix. Reaction mode. When you watch an animal hurt, for example, they yelp and that is that. And when they can, they will lick their paw, or whatever was injured. But they don't go to depression, or feeling stupid, worthless, or why is it happening to me? Like you do. So if I had to find the entry point to returning to being in life, being alive, I would suggest that you start feeling what you feel. Because without that you are not alive. You are not present. And although you may be present to the words and its effects on you, the emotions, but you are not present to yourself. You are not your emotions. They are not even part of you. They are part of the dark side. Your body feelings are part of you. They are your guidance system. Not the emotions. Even if famous Esther Hicks says so. Stupid as the stupid does. This is the most crucial way to get out of the mind. And thus distinguish the mind as not your body, not you. There are more ways. But it begins there. One of the most valuable tools is L. Ron Hubbard's book Self-Analysis. He wrote it before he created his cult. Its methodology is simple: go to an incident. And start to look at it through different filters. The filters are all things, circumstances, feelings that could be felt, but in the incident you went directly to the mind. You didn't feel, you didn't see, you didn't hear what was, you felt what the mind said you felt. It's an invaluable practice in helping you to return to reality, the reality that you can connect to through your perception organs. The mind is not a perception organ. It is a stupid janitor. Sorry janitors out there. I don't mean all janitors are stupid. But the mind is stupid. Using that book on incidents can get you out of your mind view of what happened, and into what actually happened, what you experienced, and free you up. Puts you back into the driver's seat, or for most people puts you into the driver's seat so you can learn to drive yourself and your life. Depending on your level of diligence, depending on your level of persistence, depending on your level of willingness to give so you can get, you can start returning to a state where your word will start to have some power and you become trainable, so you can become a human being. Stinginess, yours, will hinder you. Your inability to form a vision of what you want will hinder you. Your desire to wiggle out of any discipline, your tendency to lie, etc. will hinder you. And your inability or unwillingness to feel will hinder you. Your resistance to see the truth about you. Ultimately, the low level of your TLB, or inner strength, your mental toughness is what is going to fail you. Will you succeed? We shall see, won't we? If your worldview is that it is worth the effort, you will. And your worldview, the kernel of it, is clearly expressed in your Bach profile. Isn't that interesting? I just muscle tested this for a client. Her kernel is agrimony. Agrimony is the energy of rose-colored glasses, of pretending that people are good, the world is good, of positive thinking. As long as it is calling the shot, you cannot grow, you cannot feel, you cannot effort. Each Bach flower is a Bach energy. And thus has a sound equivalent. When you get your Bach profile measured, I'll also send you the tiny audio to weaken that Bach energy, so you can start becoming more of you and less that energy. Get your Bach profile and the energy. You can use the audio as background noise. Or you can play it when you would like to be free from the constraints the Bach energy gives you. Or when you want to practice feeling your feelings unhindered by the Bach energy. A Bach energy is homeopathic in its principle. Ideally, the two energies diminish each other and you are left with no distortion in your energy signature. You'll notice longer periods of inner silence, peace, being at home. Those Bach energies push your buttons and the mind interprets them. This is why the bundle of Bach energies I call heaven on earth. For humans it means inner silence, peace, and being at home. Home is where you are accepted, valued, and considered, not the actual house, the family, the marriage you have. I don't recall ever meeting a person who was accepted, valued, and considered in their family. Ever. Mine surely wasn't like that, isn't like that. And yet, I can feel at home in my body, and it is heaven dot on dot earth. Lovely. Some of these shortcuts are called cognitive biases.